Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will discuss Hitler's leadership of the Nazis prior to him becoming Chancellor in January 1933. In July 1919, an intelligence agent from the German army named Adolf Hitler was assigned to monitor the German Workers' Party. The party was led by Anton Drexler, and Hitler became attracted to Drexler's arguments in favour of strong government, anti-Semitism, and also anti-communism. Hitler joined the DAP, the German Workers' Party, and he soon became an extremely active member. Eventually, the party changed its name to the National Socialist German Workers' Party, the shortened name for which is the Nazis. Hitler would later personally design a new logo, which was a black swastika in a white circle on a red background. After leaving the army, Hitler became more and more prominent not only in the Nazi Party, but also German society. In June 1921, the Nazi Party came close to splitting over plans to merge with the German Socialist Party. As many in the party feared Hitler's resignation, the party instead made Hitler leader and declined to merge with the Socialists. Hitler attracted great support within the party, and also new members too. He then attempted to forcibly take power in the 1923 Munich Putsch. Hitler and members of the SA broke into a public meeting in the Munich Beer Hall. From there, they attempted to take control of the Bavarian government. However, the Beer Hall Putsch did not succeed, although it did in a strange way help Hitler. Hitler was put on trial and eventually sent to prison. But during his trial period, he received huge publicity, becoming a national figure. And whilst he was in Landsberg prison, he wrote Mein Kampf, which outlined his political views. Although he was given a 5-year sentence, he was in fact released after only a few months. The Nazi Party's decline in infighting when Hitler had been in prison had shown how important he was to the party. After being released, Hitler set about reorganising the Nazi Party. He'd come to believe that a putsch would not succeed and that the Nazis instead must win electoral power. Hitler believed that Germany could only succeed through Führerprinzip, and he believed the same was true of the Nazis. This was the idea that democracy cannot properly function, giving weak government, and so a one-party state with a strong leader was needed. Hitler also realised the value of image and propaganda in winning public support. As well as designing the new Nazi logo, he also introduced the right arm salute. He gave the SA stormtroopers a brown shirt uniform to make them seem more organised and militaristic. And Hitler himself was a key part of this propaganda. He was a powerful speaker at mass meetings, most famously the Nuremberg rallies, although many people did claim that he was not very impressive when spoke to on an individual level. Hitler also worked alongside Joseph Goebbels, who became his chief of propaganda. The Nazis' use of propaganda was not restricted to rallies. They made leaflets and posters, they produced radio and cinema adverts, and they even used planes as well. In addition, the Nazis aimed to win support from prominent local people, such as butchers or teachers, to persuade others to join them. The Nazis were organised by Gregor Strasser. Local party branches were divided into Gaus, and organised under a Gauleiter. They ran soup kitchens and organised food parcels to win public backing. And this was especially important during the economic depression of the late 1920s, when voters were attracted to the Nazis because of this. There were numerous Nazi organisations too, to attract different members of society. There were groups for young people, women, students, lawyers, factory workers, and others as well. The Nazis described themselves as a movement to try and set themselves apart from other political parties. And they also tried to win support through their political policies. They offered a simple message to Germans, including the idea of Lebensraum, the idea that they would build living space, the notion that they would create a national community. They promised to end the Treaty of Versailles, and they also had strong anti-Semitic and anti-communist views. Hitler also ensured that the Nazis could challenge any opposition using violence if required. The SA, or Stormtroopers, were the Nazis' paramilitary wing. They were formed in 1920 to help protect Nazi speakers, but they soon played a much bigger role. The SA wore brown shirts, and they portrayed the Nazis as being controlled and disciplined. By 1933, the SA had 500,000 members. They engaged in marches and distributing leaflets, but they also often ended up in violent confrontations with rival groups, especially communists. Because of the violence they were involved in, the SA were banned by Chancellor Brüning in 1932, although Chancellor Papen ended this when he took power. For most of the 1920s and early 1930s, the SA were led by Ernst Röhm, who wanted a more radical and socialist Germany.